Hey, buddy.
Hey man, how's it going, bud?
All right, man. Good to see you.
You as well, man. It has
Yeah,
been a long time. It feels like it's been
really.
forever.
It does. It really does. I'm just anticipating, looking forward to our downtime and getting together definitely during that.
Yes, I have a lot of fun things for you. All kinds of movies and DVDs and all that jazz, you know. So it'll be nice. Nice to get together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But man, it's good to see you. Yeah, I'd
Great
love
to
to
see you
hang out
too,
with
man.
you. It's like I'm gonna be next Friday. I'm going out of state, and it's like I know you got to work, but otherwise, I thought, man, it'd be great to just have you join me. My friend Ken and I are running up to Michigan. He wants to get some flour, and I'm gonna take a little bit of the bonus money I'm getting and gonna buy myself some more carts. Not that I need them, but I want them.
Yeah.
Up in Saginaw, I found another place. I know I mentioned the place Puff before. This is a different
Yes.
place.
Okay.
This is a place called House of Dank. I'm like, all right,
House
House
of
of Dank.
Tank.
House of Dank. Yeah.
Take him to the House of Tank.
I know. To the Dank, take him to the Dank. Yeah,
Nice.
well, I started looking around because when I was up there looking at the college, and I saw there were so many dispensaries. Well, they got carts as cheap as $3.98, like half the price, and tons that are
Wow.
$4.50. And that the most expensive carts they have are $10, which I can get elsewhere for cheaper, but like 90% of what they have is like $6 or cheaper. And there's no like specials. And it's all like mix and match. Like they've got six or seven different lines, like here's 10 carts for $50. I'm like, Jesus, $5 a cart. And it's all mix and match. I'm like, oh, fuck
Wow.
me. So,
Right.
yeah, I'm like, since Ken wants to go up, he wants to buy about 10 pounds of flour. I'm like, yeah, I'll go. I don't need more carts, but let me see what they have. I'm
I'm
like,
going to
oh,
get them
fuck.
anyways.
I am. It's just treat yourself day. That's really kind of what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited about today. I'm excited to listen to this album, and
Yeah.
I like these guys. They're good guys, and I'm excited that King's coming on, and
Yeah.
so yeah,
That should be
and
pretty
Adam,
hysterical with King on. That'll be
yeah, it's gonna
fun.
be good. Yeah, well, the guys, I know the guys are Richard and company are excited that we're gonna be doing this. Review, so I think it's be good. I like this band, you know, and so
All
cool.
right.
Well, I guess we should get it going, shouldn't we?
Roll.
All right.
Hey everybody, this is Justin from Sorcerer.
And Christian.
And you guys are listening to and watching
Heavy
Heavy Metal
Metal.
Blur.
I am Montag, master of illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Hey, this is Chop Top, and today you're going to be among these ashes, so burn.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy
Metal
Metal.
Horror. Oh, kitties, kitties. Yes, it is I, Montag, and Chop Top is with us back from his pulled groin injury. Yes, welcome back. I'm glad to see that all those years of abuse haven't taken you out of the game completely.
Nope, it still works.
That's good. That's good. You got one Popeye arm and one regular arm.
Excuse me.
Today, kids, we've got a really special episode too. We are going to be doing a live reaction to the new Among These Ashes album, Embers of Elysium. Among These Ashes, I've been friends of the show for a long time. We have their Dominion Enthroned. They sent us some great posters, and which I I can see. Oh, there it is.
Sure.
And they've been on the show. So Joe Cady, Richard Clark, JP Abood, all these guys, you know, part of the Among These Ashes. And so I want to thank Richard Clark for sending the album our way. And he's asked, hey, would you guys still be willing to do a live reaction? Because I remember when they were first recording it, I reached out to him and said, hey, we'd love to do a live reaction. So I really appreciate having, you know, getting a first peek at the album, which comes out December 6th. So just about a week away, which is kind of awesome. So it's going to be great. So I guess we should just get to it. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Same here. All right. So there we go. There we go. All right. Drag this down here. I can't see that damn bar. All right. So let's go. Track one with from Among These Ashes, Embers of Elysium. Here we go.
Ooh.
I really love it so far. It's
that's beautiful.
That beautiful acoustic guitar.
Spanish influencing kind of Monty.
Reminds me a little bit of the Last Maiden album we're doing this, the acoustic. It sounds very Maiden-esque, the chord progressions and things.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that's
funny. Ooh. Okay. Nice. There's the Queensryche kind of stuff going on too. And then, melodic, beautiful, engaging.
Michigan metal, man. Fucking A.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, track two, Serpents Among Rats.
Well, the bass is very prevalent in this.
Let the talk of late.
This reminds me of this part right here, like it's in the beginning of later Metallica kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. A bit of an estimate.
Yeah. Great call on that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, these guys are good. They're really good.
Yeah. Damn.
Show some love for Among These Ashes.
Yeah.
I like it.
There's a little Queensryche right there.
Queensryche feeling, yeah, I love that. It's fine.
Just that guitar tone reminds me, I guess, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to music all our lives, and we're hearing things that sound familiar.
Yep.
So we're just relating it to sound. So, but these guys are great.
Long chain iris that they might bend. Clench thy fists and raise thy head. Cast aside this cloak of fear. The beacon's alight, the hour is here. All is bleak within, this void of life, this clay.
Can come to Cleveland.
Wow.
What a banger to open this album. I mean, that was insane. So good.
So many different flavors of everything in that.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm definitely hearing a lot of that Iced Earth, Testament, Queensryche, those kind
That's
of vibes.
That's a great point. I was trying to think about what it reminded me of another band, and I'm glad you brought up Iced Earth, because yeah, that's absolutely in there,
yeah,
as well.
It definitely has that feel, and that those staccato, really fast staccato,
yeah,
bass and melodies. Such a great job on the drums. And I love that, going back and forth between that super heavy to,
yeah,
that really kind of catchy chorus. Great solos all around, and the recording quality is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Just so good. Everything
you
could hear.
I mean, the introduction. How beautiful that was. Just like, holy, that Spanish-influenced, quiet acoustic intro that was just, it's just hauntingly beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And then to pour right into,
that.
Yeah, just like, wow. Yeah, guys, a banger. Good fucking opener, man.
Yes, yeah. You know, like these are guys who are a band, they have a really great sound anyway. And I think, mm-hmm, as we've discovered to our joy, with a lot of these bands that we've been fortunate to, you know, talk to and listen to, they just get better and better with every album. And this album, it sounds like they are still just climbing, because it is a good as the last album was. I am anticipating that this album is going to be every bit as strong, if not better. But hey, so far it's fantastic.
So far, man. Yeah, great job, guys.
Cool. All right, well, let's get into track three, which is Faceless War Machines. There we go. All right, Faceless War Machines.
We can have a touch on that vibe right there. That reminds me of touch in that Sunny Moret act.
They weren't fucking around.
No.
I was going to say, you're killing me, Smalls, in the best way.
Yeah.
Conscripted sons of discord, thrust into the fray.
Thought of
all the despots war exists just to obey. Molding from their natal forms, faceless war machines.
But in time, before the vocals start kicking in. Yeah, then it's still staccato, but it's like put it down.
I don't know anything about the album. I don't know if it is or not, but it's true. And it's so tight,
I love that. That reminds me of like first stuff there. I love what you pointed out there, and I thought about it myself. I didn't know how to put it, but it's almost like some of that riffing was like some subtle death metal riffing.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it wasn't like defining like any one band, but those I've heard those kinds of runs and those note patterns in more of that death metal kind of thing. It has that feel, but it's placed in that one part of the song because there's so much going on in the song. That staccato stuff in the beginning, so heavy,
kind of similar riffing with the
It's
like
that
I said,
style.
and like I said, also the you know it is definitely there's a groove to that song. Like you can bob your head and certainly you know, and that gets going. Like, I like how the double bass will go, and then it breaks down, and then like, you know, so you got all this kind of time changes going on as well within there. The solo was magnificent.
Yes,
I like the layered vocals. Adds a definitely different flavor when it comes to choruses and stuff. But yeah, great job, guys. Great fucking album so far.
Yeah, so far, it's great. Yeah, these guys. I mean, I'm still, and I say this all the time, and I hope it doesn't get old for anyone watching. It's true, but we've gotten to meet and learn about and listen to so many great bands in the underground metal
so
scene.
Many great bands.
And I'm always amazed at how good the music is. It's because we, you know, in mainstream metal, you hear 1% of the music that's out there. And you have bands like this who are every bit as good as any of the bands that we have named, because they remind us of those bands in little bits, but they are still themselves. But, you know, it's just like, oh my God, there's a lot of good music out there. So go out to your local bars, to your local nightclubs, venues, take a chance, go to on Bandcamp Friday, buy records from bands that maybe you've heard from us or other podcasts
support.
Or anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just support those local metal bands, go out to your local show venue and see some shows. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Excellent.
Agree, Monte. Good job.
Oh, all right. Well, the next track is Of One Blood. So let's go there.
Yeah. The bass is very prominent also in this.
Yeah. Yes. The mix is really awesome.
It's really nice, yeah.
Yeah. Those are often easily for playing and being a drummer. It always should be more prominent in the mix, thank you. The mix is really great. The snare and the bass are beautiful.
Yeah.
Corrupted children, offenders of the code, they must be cleansed of greed impure. Complete submission, societal regression. Feed the dissenters to the flames.
Yeah, there is like an operatic quality to this that I really like.
Yeah.
It's big and anthemic. It certainly has. I'm getting a sense of the concept album because it feels operatic. It feels.
True. I still can't get over those things. Ever since you brought it, I get in my mind. And it's a good thing that I have to prepare a tight curve from there. That tight, the staccato stuff, that rippiness, you know.
Yeah.
And even the vocals kind of remind me of other singers, you know, Joseph Barlow, maybe even
Primal brutality, motor through passivity.
I like the layered vocals.
Without
conformity, yeah.
Subtle, it's done.
No
right here.
Yeah,
it's got a little chorus.
Very effective.
Viral
yes.
Infestation, a poison eye.
Uh-oh, a triple threat there. I hear it.
Rise to deny, to gnar.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, now we're like like a speed, like a thrash.
Yeah. Man, that's so fucking tight, dude.
I like that. Those little layers, man. Those subtle bits there.
All the back end
adds a lot of depth to that.
Yeah.
Make future listings. The little things are good.
Oh,
I love that high falsetto, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All of one blood.
Bob Halperdy,
right?
that break the stillness.
Again, here we go. We got groove.
Yeah.
Total rejection. Complete defection. Do not bend to the sting of the lash.
Yeah.
Of viral infestation. Yeah.
Egyptian. It's like Nile. Come on, guys.
That is wild, man. It's not even fair.
No. Yeah, and I all four songs have had this kind of like almost like a militaristic kind of like a stride to them. You know,
right.
and almost the drums,
syncopation for sure.
Yes, and almost the drums kind of carry that through, and so far in every song. But and we're working in that range of that what they're playing, and the it's the little things, because in between the little riffs, the little runs, the Egyptian stuff at the end, like yes. Those little things give so much more life to the song, because now you go back and listen to it. Those things are going to come out. You're going to notice them even more. You're like, oh yeah, it adds to the song. It really does.
And another fantastic solo. We talked ad nauseum so far about the layered vocals around the chorus sections. Really effective, really nice. There's so many similarities, but they keep their own, you know, as far as the Eister stuff, just because I think of that syncopation and everything's so fucking tight. But yeah, I mean, this is another banger. This is a fantastic album so far.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm excited. I mean, we are only four tracks in, so we've got a good way to go. So the next track, track five, is called Stronger Than Death. And let's do a little bit of that.
Stronger Than Montague's Screen. Here we go. Still, that's a compliment, fellas.
It has this big epic sound every song.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. I like the mood change here.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Bro.
Yeah, that's a great chord progression there.
Your devotion dwells within. We pledge ever to defend. We are always in the fight. We stand as guardians timelessly. A creed that death cannot defeat. We are eternal side by side.
This is an anthem.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Stronger than death into distant horizons, we will resist. This colors don't run, never submit. The heart of the nation, we bleed for this unto all ends.
Fantastic. Back into that.
This original riff is so different from anything else they've done.
Yeah,
a lot of great. So I really like it. It stands out. Like, band is a new, different, fresh face of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Drummer is still very much
drummer is killing it all over the album, too. Man, it's triplets still and double bass work.
Yeah. Gets an extra slice of pizza in the there.
Yeah.
I think
you guys are amazing.
the man. Right here.
Yeah. We will resist. These colors don't run. Never submit.
Oh, this has to be played live.
So good, guys.
Yeah, that was spoiled.
I know. I'm putting this in my car.
Yep.
You're driving around blasting this song all over Christmas break, man.
Hey, another time change.
I know, yes.
It's really nice.
No quarter, no mercy.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Ceaseless and cold, we are eternal. Side by side, stronger than death. Never out of the fight.
Another time change.
Love it.
Now back to the original, right?
Yeah.
We will resist. These colors don't run. Never submit. My heart on the nation. We bleed for this. Until all stronger than death. It's a distant horizon. We will resist. These colors don't run. Never submit. The heart of the nation. We bleed for
those groupie guitars hit me every time.
Yeah.
Why I like Maiden, that's why I like Creed, why I like...
You name it, bud. Yeah.
Queen Craig. You think those bands that bring out the music guitars like this?
Yep.
Oh, man, guys. Dudes.
You're spoiling us here, fellas.
Every song is consistently good, but I love that we're getting new sounds in with it, new phrases, new tempos, and this chord progression was
really phenomenal,
wonderful,
phenomenal choice. My gosh, the time changes in that song alone, the solo work, all this world, And like I said, yeah, similarities are there. And we say because we've listened to so much music. And it's a compliment, fellas. A very Iced Earth kind of feel to it. Anthemic, like we discussed at the beginning. It's definitely a fist pumper and should be played live. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way to get around this. This one is one, I mean, Stronger Than Death. It's a great vocal. And it's an anthem. It is one of those big ones. I can really see this one going over well in a set. You know?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, track 6 is coming up. This is called Storm Within. I'm really excited to see where this album goes because it's been so good, you know, so far. It's like, wow. Awesome. Yeah, let's do this. Now back to that brutal, fast, melodic metal here.
Oh, nice. Very thrashy.
Yeah.
I will
I like the guitars in the background.
A little bit.
It's got that single note kind of stuff going on. That's among the bigger riff.
Get some abs. This album.
I am fueled by the flames of a reckoning. Case like God's up to break me, but I won't comply. I crush the chains that hold me. Submission is denied. Tear up my heart to see if it still beats. I
almost like a power metal feel. A Halloween kind of thing. Yeah. Time changes, but it fits the song. It doesn't like disrupt it, you know?
Yeah.
Like some bands, they can go to an abrupt, you're like, oh, like do that. No, this is a nice transition from one to another. Very smooth. Oh, flat beat. That's how. Yeah. Nice.
The storm within.
Oh, stop, stop. There we go. Oh,
wow.
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 Right. Just when you think you couldn't get any better. But wait, there's more. Wow, guys. There's just like so much going on.
Yeah. You traditional thrash in there. You had some death metal with the blast beats and that one section drums. You had also the Halloween era, you know, power metal you could hear in there.
Then the big kind of quiet slowdown, which was kind of nice, very atmospheric.
Yeah,
you know, like is this the storm like easing up or the eye of the storm passing? Because then the drums kind of kick in and like do the double beats, and then it like back into it.
And again, the time changes as well, just on a fucking dime. I mean, just fantastic.
Yeah. Wow. Incredibly tight. So very tight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to do this, Jack, for a couple measures. I mean, they've been doing it every song, you know, like this is just who they are. This is the kind of metal they play. Yep. They are a tight band. They are just competent. They are good. Wow. I'm just so impressed, guys. phenomenal.
Yeah.
Next song, track 7, is called The Undertow. And let's get that going.
Kind of made that. I love that guitar melody on top of it.
Yeah.
But well, now it's doubled.
Yeah.
Tripled.
Harmonized.
Yep.
Oh, great.
The guitar and the drums were playing two different rhythms there. That was really cool. But mathematically,
yeah,
it worked out. It was all in the same key. Oh,
right.
Oh, oh. Like, yeah. And here we go again, that heavy syncopation.
Yeah.
And it's so catchy, too. It's like, oh,
fuck. Right?
Yeah, you can't help but bob your head to it, man.
There's
oh.
an ocean between us. Though you're standing beside me.
That guitar, whatever they're running through the guitar.
Yeah.
The undertow pulls me out to sea. The dusk is upon me. The drift in
dark.
Even if you could say,
better font these kind of
guitar
lines. Yeah. It's very moody and hard to keep
it working. Almost like a step between breaking and kind of.
Again, you can't get away from the Eichner, main map, wings breaking,
oh, trying to spell that syncopation.
Hey, yeah, that's a compliment.
It is probably, this is their sound. Yeah.
There's a neon between
us.
Got
blue too as well.
I am long
man, that main guitar, that
pretty
diverse.
Once this flesh becomes a dust,
yeah,
may death bring me to cease. Oh, you reach out and touch me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, where to begin?
Wow.
This album or this song, I mean, it's beautiful. It is a beautiful
Yes.
song. It is haunting. There's so much emotion in it. It of a track of the six really seven's really strong tracks. This one might be my heart favorite. You know, like, oh,
Yeah.
I this one I just, I mean it, the other ones are technically fantastic, but the emotion, it kind of, it's pulling me. Like, you know, like, oh, this is not just telling a story. Now we're gonna, the music's causing an emotional response. And so I'm like, this one I really just love because I can feel the emotion. It's just, you can really feel that. And so I'm really pulled by it.
I was the same, Montag. I think, my gosh, when that guitar work that's underneath in the verse work, you know, the verses is so hauntingly beautiful. And those chorus sections, you can almost like you feel a yearning. You feel that there's an ache, a quality to it that pulls you, like you said, emotionally. And again, all the influences, Queensrÿchean stuff in there, you know, Maiden-esque kind of stuff, you know, Iced Earth again. I hate to bring it up, beat a dead horse, but it is what it is. And those are compliments. Because when it comes together completely, it's phenomenal, and this is a phenomenal album so far.
Yeah, it's in those genres. Those are the bands we know that have made that sound what it is. And you know, ATA does their sound, and they are so good at the complexity of their music. That's what I'm so impressed with. It's not only technically are they proficient
So proficient.
and so good and tight. Like scarily tight, how quickly a syncopation is, how tight they are together.
The quick time changes and the multiple times, they're
Yeah,
just like,
they're very
you
nimble.
know, we played music ourselves, and it's like, it's just hard enough staying on, you know, on tour, on par with the rest of the band, right? During a regular thing.
Yeah,
But
I mean,
we
nothing
got
like
like
this. I
three
mean,
or four different changes in a song, for crying out loud. It's
yeah,
abrupt. Are there?
I could never play anything like this. You know, when I was drumming,
Oh, me neither.
just
On guitar.
I just no, I could never do that. But so I'm just like, wow, that's really great.
For
But
such respect. Yeah.
yeah, the album is phenomenal. Every track has been good, and I'm thinking, okay, we've peaked, right? I think we've hit the good stuff. It's like, nope. We're just gonna give it a little bit more. And I love so far the feel of the album, how it's pouring out each song. And the little changes that we're getting, the two tracks that have stood out now, I'm like, oh, that's really different. There's a different feel to it. So we've got a bunch of tracks now. Enemy and I will say, I think Joe sent this to me way like when he first recorded it, and I remember listening to like a snippet of it because I'm thinking I don't want to spoil it because in case we do a live reaction, I do the album, but
Well, you
I
can tell
know.
me about that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Okay.
I know that this was their, I think their teaser single.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, it's a ripper. So here's my surprise face, right? Among these ashes and a ripper. Yeah, here we go, the enemy and I.
Yeah, it's not
Hearing
that
that
vibe of getting off this intro. Man.
It'd be great. It'd be great. From here, almost. Again, it's a really unusual framing. You know, framing. It's really kind of awesome. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That
Damn.
ripping.
Fucking cool. Nice.
I am the thorn boring in wood shards of one. I am splintered. I am in a beast in eye. My flesh corrupted by my hand cut
King Diamond feel on that, even though it's, you know, vocal operatic, but just for that feel. But it's like the old school specimen mixed with Ice Earth. I got his production with him. I thought so myself as well.
Oh man, we're down to like low. They're like, hey, we still have 25 seconds. Let's kick ass.
All
25 seconds of it.
Take note.
There's not a wasted second on this record. There's not a moment of padding or filler. Like every moment of this album has been filled with something amazing.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, I heard in that song, maybe around this chorus sections at times, King Diamond-esque vocals, but not to that level. No, I guess it's hard to describe for me, but I was hearing some King Diamond in there.
And the range, it was, the kind of range that he might hit. Or the melody that he might employ.
Right.
You know, kind of, yeah.
And I did Montag also, I agree with you totally, there's something about you slow down that main riff, and there's something that's very, you hear it in something else. Yeah, I can't put up
on it. It'll come to me after the show. I'm like, that's it. But it's
reminiscent. There's a lot of Testament moments in that song too. Groove as well. Go back to that. And I think it's just because, and that's kudos to the drumming and the bass playing, keeping that rhythm section down tight that gives you that feeling throughout with so many time changes and everything else going on. But
it's catchy as hell, complex.
A burner. And another one that deserves to be played live for sure.
Yeah. And then the guitars are playing right along with it because everyone's in the same kind of syncopation. And so they've worked it out. So I'm just trying to imagine, how do you get to that fast? We got to have the guys come back on and say, okay, tell us about this record. Because when you're playing at that speed, I gotta learn more about their creative process and how they did this. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. We still have some tracks to go. Number 8, this is called Through Ethereal Voids. And there we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It all works. I was wondering where they were going with it. This works beautifully right here. Between what the guitars are doing and the other rhythm together.
Right. Uh-oh. That's beautiful. Very high surf again, feel. Beautiful.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go. What is this
called? Damn.
That'd be 7.5.
Talk about workout, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking heavy.
Oh, it's so good. It's just like the song just keeps on evolving and growing. It's so fucking good.
Right? Dude. Wow. This thing's instrumental by the sound of it.
What?
What a fucking instrumental.
Yeah.
Like, what, 60? Yeah. My God. Crazy good. Warning kind of styling in there as well.
I mean, as far as the complexity,
right. That's a haunting bass line there. It looks beautiful. Well, like you said, it gives it time to breathe before spaces too.
I think that you can really appreciate the complexity of what they're doing. All the time changes, tempo changes and stuff.
Yeah.
Without any vocals on top, you're focusing on the music.
Fucking phenomenal.
You know, guys, if you just do albums like this of all music, I'll buy it too. That would be a lot. I think against the singing, great.
Yeah.
just the music.
Or having a, like some bands do a bonus bit of just the music of the whole, every song.
Music version? But, oh, I just got a bonus. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Just saying, guys, you know, I know the music business, so. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but this is.
Damn! Fuck, is that catchy?
This is gonna be one of those songs that every time you listen to it, you're gonna be like blown away by it, like home, like, in the movie theater.
You know, I'm gonna need a new sock every time I listen to it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go buy a six pack of Virgins. yeah.
Damn.
Socks.
Yeah.
It's like
another change, right? Oh,
come on.
That's not fair. Fuck.
Christ.
Damn. Fucking get it, man.
Every song has been so good.
Right?
Not one stinker in the bun.
Nope.
You gotta know to write something to play. Like, you know? Not 1 second wasted, right? Don't waste it
out here. Absolutely not. Holy shit. I don't know what to say about that. It was just,
it was like
fucking phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. Yeah,
from top to bottom. I lost track. I will have to go back at some time and count how many different changes. I'm sure the guys know.
Wow.
Because one, you're not expecting, oh, hey, we got a musical. That's nice. We've got, yep. You know, now we know that.
And the time change, like I said, it's nothing subtle. It's very quick and it's purposeful, but it doesn't take away from anything. It doesn't like interrupt the flow of the song. Like you can hang it out, you know?
It's very organic.
Some songs do that. Some bands do that and they make a, and you're like, why'd they make that time change in this? And it doesn't sound right or fit.
Yeah.
You don't have it in this case. It just comes all together.
Yeah. There's something very organic about the way they write music that works for them. And it is such a powerful style, but it doesn't get repetitive. It doesn't get tiresome.
No.
You know, it's not like one note, like, hey, we're just going to play fast and rah, rah, rah. No, this is fucking melodic and majestic and triumphant. And this piece, last one, showcases their musical talent. Like if you are paying attention to the lyrics and those things, which you should, that's great. But now we can listen to the music and they are giving us a showcase. Like, we're going to do like 15 different songs, little snippets of songs here. and make it seem perfect. That's what it felt like. It was like all the tempo changes and time changes.
So fantastic, dude.
Jeez. All right. Well, I guess there's nothing else to do than to get on with it. The next track 10 is the Hybrid Bloodline. So let's go here. The Hybrid Bloodline.
Oh. Like a King Diamond song intro mode. Yeah. Yeah, I hit the King Diamond bait kind of thing there.
Hold on, that's that little rep there, that little jump coming.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Hell's about ready to be unleashed. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Yes.
presentation better than if it was just a straightforward double bass.
It is so spot. Tight.
Oh, come on.
Nah, it's not fair.
Just keep it
light. Yeah.
Low, there as the legions descend like locusts from the sky. Bound from starless realms, a wound upon the land. Implant the mother's womb, the seeds of ancient sands. Helix strands are wove, their forms entwined as one.
Oh.
The hybrid bloodline born a new breed.
Quite cleared by three, but...
Because in the semblance of men they are bred to walk unknown. The fruits of beings bestow transcending all flesh and bone. Bound from starless realms, a wound upon the land. Implant the mother's
womb, the seeds of ancient.
Yeah, there's a balance there. It's pretty
nice. The hybrid bloodline born, a new breed now is born.
Yeah, we can breathe. Kind of dual guitar kind of solo thing going on. It's like three times.
strands of hope that falls entwined as one.
Yeah.
The hybrid bloodline born a new breed now is born.
Back to that very first song.
Holy shit.
That's pretty amazing.
Unbelievable stuff. I really liked we brought, you know, like I said, I said numerous times, sort of the layered vocals, almost, you know, like three different kind of, you know, a lower, a mid, and a high. Or that bass section where the bassist just go free, like on a bass solo, or like, wow, him shining on that.
Yeah.
Again, time changes galore. Very, again, ending has a kind of Egyptian kind of quality, mystical feel, the way it fades out with that. And just, guys, you're spoiling us here. Okay. This is too fucking good, man. I'm saying, yeah. Come on.
I know, we're not just
fair.
Saying this,
I can't
you know.
I'd say it's a compliment. Totally, guys, this is amazing. Amazing work.
Yeah, we're not just saying this, guys. Yeah. You know, or anyone, just because, you know, we got the album, you know, early.
No.
If we didn't like it, we'd say. And we worry about that. Like, God, what if it's not good? Like, you know, just try to be nice, but
yeah. Let him down easy. Like, fuck it.
But no. Yeah. No, this is just so good. We've been so fortunate. But Jesus,
thank
guys,
you guys.
You guys are killing it. You guys are killing it.
And you mentioned something interesting too, Montag. You're like during that song that bringing up their A game even more. Like this ups the ante. Even though we love the debut, but this is you're right. As a better album, it seems like it's more when I say cohesive. It's tighter for sure, and I think the songwriting and everything and the years obviously being together and working and crafting this has shown itself. This is an excellent album so far.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So good stuff. So let's move it now. We do have a bonus track. Track 13 is a bonus track, so we will listen to that as well. But track 11 is called Presence Unknown. So here we go. Presence Unknown.
Uh-oh.
I think this would be a musical. Leading to track 12, The Obsidian Rain. So we're just going to listen to them.
Okay. That's a really dirgy, doomy quality
yes.
today.
Yeah, dirge. A good word for it. Kind of the really echoey acoustic guitars, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like they're in the cave, you know? It's in the best way.
Achingly haunting.
Oh, the Spanish guitar there.
Ooh.
Nice. Come on, guys.
Come on. Not fair.
It's like this is them.
Oh my god.
Them. Nice little chord right there, Joe.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Hey, we got this death metal, let's put in a beautiful Spanish guitar interlude here. The Obsidian Rain. I'd have been lost already. How many times were we hitting it in this one? Oh, lovely. Yes.
Bam.
Hearing that.
Yeah.
Ride somewhere. More of
Bam.
That. I'm a drummer. I love to hear the drummer.
Wow.
Yeah. I love how the came, you know, usually you have a fade out, it fades in.
Yeah, yes.
I love that, the fact of that.
Is it possible that we have a third?
I don't
know. We're already a minute in.
Right. Oh.
It's like stomping. It's like stomping you.
Whirling like black metal, death metal kind of guitar line in the background. Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go.
Black metal right here.
Wow. Bane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Monarchs form and rise through the ages. Eons of war rise and fall of the nations. Overlords, the keepers of the throne.
Wow, that bass. Yeah. Bass drum work,
Montag. What are we doing here?
That bass drum work is phenomenal. Later.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fair.
like that chorus in the back.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a big triumphant roar, like the way Eyes of a Stranger finishes Operation Mindcrime.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Oh, yeah.
Like this is we're gonna finish this album. Nor is it.
That's a great point. Very epic in nature already.
Of course.
Let's bring it and make Montag crunch.
Now we got some blast beats.
We're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink, but fuck it, we threw it in anyway.
That's right.
All right, humanity, has to the
The fashion buffalo.
Yeah.
That makes me wonder, like, maybe we should not do the bonus track, because I feel like if that's the bonus track, I think this is a concept album. I think it's what it feels like to me.
It does have a feel like.
Did we, like, listen to the perfect, like, this is the concept album, this is how it should be. I'm mm-hmm. sure the last track is great. But, wow, again, another song that has have its own unique quality, like, musically, because it kind of builds in its own pace. We're thinking, oh, is it going to be just a musical piece? And then all the changes as it goes through, it just becomes this 8 minutes of really, really interesting, powerful track to finish this album in a majestic kind of way.
Yeah, totally agreed. I like how you brought up during the song playing that the choruses and the sound, many of them, very catchy. Very unique. I like the layering of vocals during a lot of those sections, maybe some of the verse work as well with that. The bass player and drummer in this band. This rhythm section is the band, period, is tight as fuck. Mm-hmm. And they've proven it throughout the entire album, which is kudos to you guys. This is fantastic. Great work.
Phenomenal. All around. Yeah. Just I'm trying to fix my view here. Where am I at? I think I'm screwed up. I did something. I was trying to get back to where we were talking. So I guess it doesn't matter.
I see you, Montag.
There we go. That's all that matters.
That's right.
Take it. That's right. It's all yours, man. No, I'll give it back. I think I do want to save the bonus disc because then it gives them people an incentive to go out and buy it. Also, I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. But Jesus, the album is phenomenal, top to bottom. Not a second wasted. Everything. There were so many little melodies and surprise moments, And they just pack every moment with something interesting. Let's do another time change here for six measures, and then we'll do this crazy solo, and then let's throw an Egyptian feast.
Egyptian feast.
How about an Egyptian feast?
And we got the doom part, and then we got this fucking black metal part. It's phenomenal, guys.
Yeah, it's like everything they love and everything we love about different kinds of metal. And it's like, yes, let's just put it all here in a way that sounds amazing and kicks ass. I have to say, Chop, this album I'm going to listen to a lot. It deserves to have the attention paid to, because it is so much going on. But
you can really get lost in it. You know, take your time with it and enjoy for sure. I'll definitely listen to it a lot more than this. So
totally, and I mean, but it's also just the kind of music where if I want to be out and I'm driving, then I want it to like rip in the car. Then yes, this is totally that music as well. So
agreed.
I feel spent. I may not need that sock tonight. I don't know. There were some moments where during this listening, I wish I might have excused myself
a couple times.
Yeah. Well, holy, I don't. Good. I'm just going right in my pants. I'm not even using a sock anymore. So. No, but seriously, you know, we just want to thank the guys for sending us our way.
Thank you, guys.
Just really appreciate that you did that for us, and you know, it's just we're grateful. So
yeah, and the rest of you out there, buy it, pick it up, support this band,
support Among These Ashes, the new album, Embers of Elysium, comes out December 6th. So thanks, Richard. For this, I hope you liked our review.
You, Richard.
I think you guys, man, best album you've done. Seriously, it is so good. And
so good.
So yeah, and next time there's a sale on Bandcamp, if they're selling on Bandcamp, go out and buy this album. It comes out on December 6th. I'm not sure where you can buy, but go buy it. Oh, you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where we're at. On Instagram, you're on YouTube. I jumped ahead. Excuse me. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If that's where you're at, you know, you're watching us, that's where you're at. So don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
And Chop Top.
And you've been watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.